Hi there. Welcome to the Stand to Post podcast. There is mayhem in the streets all across America, and it is communist agitators that are driving it. This mayhem certainly can't be considered grassroots activism. Federal authorities are investigating the origins and funding sources of the recent wave of violent protests that began in Los Angeles and have since spread across the country. According to FBI Director Kash Patel, the FBI is investigating any and all monetary connections responsible for these riots. Many appear to be some of the same Antifa members who led the riots in Portland in 2020. Representative Andy Biggs said that he has no doubt that foreign influence is driving the protests, at least in part. Here are a few of the heaviest contributors that drive these mindless thugs. Friends of Bernie Sanders, Veterans for Responsible Leadership, shame on these people, Progressive Democrats of America, and Activate America. And above all, CHIRLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, which is taxpayer-funded to the tune of $34 million in government grants. CHIRLA coordinates nationwide unrest while pretending to be a social justice group. They are aligned with anti-Western communist Chinese interests. The Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, a Marxist group with reported ties to the Chinese Communist Party, are also greatly responsible. The Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, a Marxist group with reported ties to the Chinese Communist Party, are also greatly responsible. Mexican flags were among those flying among the rioters, and Islamic jihadists have teamed up with Mexican illegal aliens to join in the mayhem in many major U.S. cities. National Guard troops are being activated all across the nation since there seems to be no end to the rioting. Recently, approximately 400 Texas National Guard troops arrived in Chicago to assist federal immigration and customs enforcement operations. Some state governors, most recently Illinois Governor Pritzker, has stated that he thinks it's unconstitutional. Hello? President Trump is threatening to use the Insurrection Act. The Insurrection Act is a set of United States federal laws that grants the president the rare authority to deploy active duty military forces and federalize the National Guard to perform law enforcement duties within the country's borders. Rather than a single piece of legislation, the Act is a collection of statutes first passed between 1792 and 1871. They've been amended over time and are now codified in Title 10, Section 251 through 255 of the U.S. Code. Its fundamental purpose is to provide the federal government with a powerful tool to suppress civil disorder, insurrection, or rebellion when state and local authorities are unable or unwilling to do so. Instead of destruction, these radical punks should have been living up to the standards of people like Charlie Kirk, who really stood up for American rights. Jonathan Cain, the keyboardist and guitarist for the rock band Journey, is doing a solo in honor of Charlie Kirk titled No One Else, which will be dropping soon. He said to, quote, "Get ready to feel every word. I'm out."